Welcome to Postcast tonight as the Utah Jazz blow out the New York Knicks in a solid winning performance. Final score tonight for the Jazz, a 112-104 win. We'll be talking about it on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East, also located at the Gateway. And it's where you get your mudslide cookies when you're in a good, happy mood. We are live for you on all sorts of formats and looking forward to taking your chats. We are live on Lockdown Live. We are on Facebook as well as Twitch and YouTube. We are live on Lockdown Sports on Facebook and on Periscope. David Locke along with Ron Boone. And Ron, what's your thoughts on this one by the Jazz?
Well, it was a ball game that we knew the Jazz should win. It was a ball game we knew that the Jazz should be able to get the type of offense that they wanted. I was curious about what the defense was going to do against this Knicks team after watching what they did against the Houston Rockets. And for the most part, just a ho-hum and well-played game for the Jazz.
I have a hard time evaluating the defense in this game because every time the game got close, the Jazz stretched it back out. And so you kind of had the feeling the Jazz were playing what I would call the margin. In other words, that they got down to 3, they took it to 19. When it got down to 8, they took it back to 16. It's hard to evaluate defensively when every time you needed to get stops, you got stops.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And every time you needed to score, you were able to score there as well. Not sure what's going on with the Knicks going forward. You know, what's they going to do with this basketball team, and you know how they're going to be able to improve it. There's a lot going on up here as far as the franchise is concerned, and it's just sometimes it's kind of sad, David, after years of being a model franchise or franchise that you enjoy coming here to play. You know, this is the garden. This is where the Knicks play, and now it's lost his mystic. It's like, who cares?
Well, there's not a lot of to this. There's no question of that. That the Knicks are not in a situation where they're making a lot of inroads or look. I mean, they beat the Rockets the other night in probably their best game of the year. This was not their best game of the year. The Jazz came out, got a lot of catch and shoot threes early. The Knicks adjusted to that. The Jazz then made the next move offensively. You made a comment during the broadcast that someone might want to look at what the Jazz were running offensively and put it together as a clinic.
Yeah, strictly because of the way they move the basketball. And whenever the Jazz are using cutters with their offense and then they move the basketball, they usually get something good out of it. And that's, I think, is just great basketball. And as great as shooters as we have, especially when Bojan is on. When he's on, it seems like everybody else is on there as well, because they get the type of shots that they're going to get within the offense.
I always think a team is either having a good night or beginning to find itself when the shot distribution's right. Mm-hmm. So tonight, 21 shots for Donovan. 15 shots for Bojan plus 7 free throws, 9 shots for Conley plus 4 free throws, 8 shots for Gobert, 8 shots for O'Neal, 6 for Clarkson, 4 for Ingles. Pretty close. Maybe Royce shouldn't take 8, but heck, he was wide open. He just happened to go 1 for 7 tonight from 3, and we'd probably like Joe to take a little bit more than 4, but otherwise that's about the shot distribution you'd expect to see out of this
team. Yeah, so by looking at the stat sheet, David, Donovan's averaging about 20 shots a ballgame. He took 21. Rudy's at 8, and that's what he took tonight, 8. Bojan is at 15 shots a ball game. That's where he's at tonight there. Conley I think his numbers are up now. Just can't remember off the top of my head. But I think what we didn't see was Clarkson. Clarkson's shot per game has gone up to about 13, 14, and he was only 6 tonight.
He was plus 10 tonight. Donovan, Rudy, and Bojan were all plus 14. Actually, Donovan was plus 13. Jazz had a pretty strong performance there. Tony Bradley made some nice plays along the way for the Jazz. Over to our questions. Why is Joe so hesitant to shoot threes recently from Ryan Johnson of Facebook?
I don't know. And I'm going to ask him, too, you know, because I think he is so wide open. Great year last year shooting the three-point shot. Ended up shooting 39%. He has a career 41% from the three-point line. Don't understand. I know he's been working very, very hard shooting off the dribble. I know he's been working very hard shooting the three going to his right. And he's a little hesitant for some reason.
Here's the real question from Kyle Burks, also on Facebook. Is this team have to, like, is our identity we're such a momentum seemingly team. Are we a momentum team? Has the schedule been momentum based? What's leading us to be such a momentum based team?
Oh boy, let me think about that, because you know, every team in the league, I think, gets into a rut, if you want to call it that, where they just can't put everything together. That's more. Are we a momentum team? I think every team in the league, for some part, will run into a stretch where they are. Yeah, the momentum is definitely in their favor. Now, I'm just short of saying, yes, this is what we are, momentum team, but because I think we're better than that.
Yeah, there's some element, though, where probably our record, I would guess, is not great after losses.
Yeah.
We seem to have losses that kind of build on themselves a little bit as a group. It's something to work on. We've got another 6 weeks before the playoffs start, and the Jazz have got to get right. They hold on to the fifth spot in the Western Conference, stretch out in front of Oklahoma City by a game and a half with a 112-104 win over the New York Knicks. Thanks very much. Sarah says on Periscope, the Jazz win will never lose again. Well, we'll find out if that's true when we go to Boston on Friday. This has been Postcast. Have a great night.